Perspective on California Supreme Court Chief Justice Tani Gore Cantil-Sokoy retiring. Commentary. California Supreme Court Chief Justice Tani Gore Cantil-Sokoy announced she's retiring on January 1, 2023. The Associated Press story reported, Cantil-Sokoy indirectly contrasted the California justice's good working relationship to the vitriol and distrust on the U.S. Supreme Court, particularly since a leak of the High Court's pending abortion decision earlier this year. Cantil-Sokoy herself said that trust and respect and collegiality makes for, I think, why California at the High Court operates so well together. Actually, it's because Republican governors Pete Wilson and Arnold Schwarzenegger were pro-choice and tried to appoint pro-choice justices with similar views to justices appointed by Democratic governors Gray Davis, Jerry Brown, and Gavin Newsom. The key event was in 1996, when Wilson appointed Associate Justice Ronald George to be Chief Justice specifically to overturn earlier laws that restricted abortions in some cases, although abortion in general had been legal in California since 1967. One such ruling came down in 1997. The New York Times at the time reported, 10 years after California passed a law requiring that teenage girls get the approval of a parent or judge before having an abortion, the measure was struck down today by the state Supreme Court. In a 4-3 decision, the court ruled that the law, which never went into effect, violated the broad right to privacy guaranteed even to minors under California's constitution. In an opinion written by the state's Chief Justice, Ronald George, the majority noted that a series of other California statutes specifically allowed minors to make independent decisions about their own medical care. Then there was the same-sex marriage controversy. In 2000, California voters passed Proposition 22, which allowed marriage only between one man and one woman, 61% to 39%. But in the 2008 in remarriage cases decision, the state Supreme Court struck down PROP 22. George again wrote the majority opinion. This prompted voters that November to pass Proposition 8, banning same-sex marriage, by 52% to 48%. Unlike PROP 22, which was an ordinary statute, PROP 8 directly added the ban to the California Constitution, precluding review by the U.S. Supreme Court. After similar bans in other states, in 2015 the U.S. Supreme Court handed down its Obergefell decision banning limits on same-sex marriage. However, in the recent decision overturning the Roe v. Wade abortion decision of 1973, which mandated legal abortion, Justice Clarence Thomas's concurring opinion said Obergefell and similar cases ought to be revisited, turning the matter back to the states. It's a typical legal mess in the modern United States. But for this article, the matter at hand is this: the supposed collegiality on the California Supreme Court exists only because California hasn't had a conservative Republican governor, who appoints conservative justices to the state high court, since Governor George Duke Magian left office in 1991, more than 3 decades ago. The appointment of a new Chief Justice to replace Cantil-Sokoy will mean almost no difference in the court's operations or opinions. It was a liberal court under her and will continue to be a liberal court. Aside from abortion and other social issues, the court largely has upheld the constrictions on economic liberty and property enacted by the always liberal legislature and signed into law by liberal governors. For example, it was the court's 2018 Dynamex decision mandating a special, 3-part ABC test for employers to classify workers' gig workers, such as Uber or truck drivers, as independent contractors. In that, it acted not as a court, but a legislature writing specific rules. That led in 2019 to Assembly Bill 5, which imposed vast and constricting classifications on gig workers, stultifying the market. It was sponsored by then-Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez, de San Diego, who recently became the head of the California Labor Federation, showing her true union-first loyalties. Uber and Lyft then sponsored Proposition 22 in 2020, which passed 59% to 41%. It exempted only their workers from AB 5. A superior court later overturned it. And on June 30, 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court denied a petition by the California Trucking Association to overturn AB 5. But the matter might come up later. In sum, the collegiality of the California Supreme Court has meant massive contention for everyone else in the state, contributing to the anti-business climate, expelling businesses by the thousands and residents by the millions. One can only imagine how the collegial court in the future will interpret such excessive mandates as Newsom's executive order banning carbon-powered vehicles by 2035.